The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's daf, Daf Lamed Vav, is sponsored by Reb Leslie Kimmel, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yaakov Koppel, and Reb Yechiel Mechel Kimmel Zechroinu Levracha.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We find a machlokes in the Mishnah, if hasoicha pora mechaveiroi v'yishilo la'achel, if somebody rents a cow from his friend and he lends it to somebody else, and then the animal dies, v'yishus shoyel. So according to the Tanakhama, the soicha can make a shvua to the original owner, to the bailim, v'hashoyel mishalim l'soicha. But the shoyel who's chayav oinsin has to pay the soicha. And therefore, the bailim, the original owner, will not get anything. The soicha, the one who rented it, he'll get a parah from the shoyel, because after all, he lent it out. And the shoyel is chayav oinsin. Amar Rabbi Yossi, no. Ketzed haloi oises choyro b'perosa shel chaveiroi, elo tachzo pora lebailim arishoinim. No. The soicha is standing to gain a pora. Ketzed haloi oises choyro b'perosa shel chaveiroi. You cannot make money of someone else's cow. The soicha is not the bailim. And therefore, he's standing to make money from the cow which belongs to the bailim arishoinim. Surely not. Elo tachzo pora lebailim. Bailim Arishoinim, a person ein oises choyro beperosa shel chaveiroi, he cannot make money off a cow that does not belong to him, and therefore the shoyel has to pay the original bailim. That is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hayomid Beis. What would happen in another case where a person wants to make money off someone else's chayfet? There's an interesting shaila by a soicher, somebody who rents a house from someone else. And then, during the time that he rents it, he wants to sublease it. He wants to rent it to someone else for more money. For example, the first soicher rents it for $1,000 a month. And he goes away during the 2 weeks of Sukkot. And he wants to rent out his apartment for $2,000. So the question is, who gets the extra money? Of course, the original soicher has to pay $1,000 to the owner for the month that he's using it. But the extra money, the extra $1,000 that he made money off the house that he subleased, who gets the extra money from the sublease? Does it belong to the first soicher? Because after all, he rented his house out, he subleased it for a high amount of money. Or perhaps we say Rabbi Yossi Svara, of Ketzed Haloy Oises Choyro B'Parasa Shel Chaveiroi. You want to sublease and you make money of someone else's house. You can't do that. And the same way, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Soicher cannot gain a Pora from the Shoyel, because Ketzed Haloy Oises Choyro B'Parasa Shel Chaveiroi. So too, if you sublease a property, you cannot make money off someone else's property, and all profits would have to go back to the original owner. That's the Shaila. So the Mukiyosev in Bava Kama, and that's where it's brought down La'aloch and Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Yud. The Ramah brings down B'Shem the Mukiyosev Hasoiche Bayis Mechaveiroi V'Chozar V'Iskiroi La'Cherim B'Yosev Mimasha Sochoi. If you rent a house from your friend and you go and you sublease it for a higher amount, so the Mukiyosev says like this: if you had permission to sublease it, then you get all the profits. You had permission to sublease it from the owner, then you'll get the profit of the sublease. But if you went and you subleased it illegally, the owner does not know that you went and you subleased it, then the svar of Rabbi Yossi applies, then hamoiser lebailim. And all the extra money that you would make on the sublease goes back to the original owner, because Ketzed Haloy Oises Choyro B'Parasa Shel Chaveiroi. So according to the Mukiyosev, when our Mishnah says and Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph Amid Beis, that according to Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, you cannot make money of Parasa Shel Chaveiroi, you cannot make money when you lend it out to a Shoyel, then you cannot get the Parah. That's only talking about a case where the original owner did not give him permission. But if the original owner gave him permission, then we don't have the Svar of Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, when you sublease it with permission, then you could make money of someone else's house, and you'll get the profit of the sublease. The Shaila that's asked on the Nemuki Yosef is from the Ar Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph asked the question that according to the Rabbanon, who say that the Shoyel has to pay the Seichel, why is that? After all, why can the original owner say, I don't want you giving out my power to someone else, and therefore you're chayev to pay me because you're Pesheya, you had no right giving out my power to someone else. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, B'shenosan le'reshus lahashil, and he told him, L'daitech. In other words, the reason why there's no Pshia on the part of the Seichel, that he gave it over to someone else, and we don't say, Ein Ritzoini Shepik Deni Bi'an Acher in our Mishnah, is only because he gave him permission. So clearly, according to the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, the entire Mishnah, the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, is talking in a scenario where he gives him permission. Where he would not give him permission, then clearly, the Seicher is always Chayev, even by sin, because Ein Ritzoini Shepik Deni Bi'an Acher. So therefore, in the case where the Tanakhama says, the Rabbanon say, that the Shoyel can pay the Seicher, and the Seicher does not have to pay the original Bailim, he can make a Shmuah, is talking about a case where he gave him permission. Natsan le'reshus la'ashil, le'daitech. And even in a case where he gave him permission, Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no. Ketzed haloy oisis chayra beperotza shal chaveiroi. That even where he gave him permission, the svar of Rabbi Yossi applies. True, he gave you permission. He gave you permission to lend it out to somebody else, but that doesn't give you a right to make money with my parah. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, "Ketzed halo yosis chayra beparasa shachaveiroi." If that's the case, praktik tzois in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, what is pshat in the Nemuki Yosef? Why does the Nemuki Yosef say that if you have permission to sublease it, then the profits belong to the renter, to the one who subleased it? After all, in our Mishnah we see that even if Ketzet, even if he gave him permission, Nosan le'reshus la'ashil, still Rabbi Yossi says, Ketzet haloyosis choyro b'parosu shochaveiroi, you can't make money of someone else's cow, you can't make money with somebody else's property, and even if you give him permission, doesn't give you a right to make extra profits. And therefore, in the case where he subleased it, even though he had permission, you're right, he had permission to sublease it, but he cannot make extra profit, he cannot make money off it. In other words, maybe all it can tell us is that even though I rented a property from you, I can nevertheless rent it to someone else for the same amount of money. I have a right to rent it out. If I'm going away for Sukkot, I can let somebody else stay in my apartment if I have permission. But to make money off it, to say that all the profits with the extra amount that I gain in the sublease should belong to the Seicher? Clearly not. Comes along the Ktsois, and the Ktsois answers there's a big difference, a chilik, between our Mishnah of Ketzed Haloeses Choyro Beparos Shal Chaveiroi and the case of subleasing it. He says, what's the difference? He says, you're right. Our Mishnah says that even if I give you permission, nevertheless, Ketzed Haloeses Choyro Beparos Shal Chaveiroi, if the animal dies, then even if you had permission to lend it out to someone else, the shoyel has to pay back the original owner. Says the Ktsois, you know why? Because since the parah belongs to the original owner, and now the parah is gone, so that means that the original owner lost something. I gave you permission, but doesn't mean I have to lose. I'm losing out. You're using my parah. The Seicher, wants to take my parah and make money, take my parah away from me. You're not just making money with my parah. You're taking my parah away from me. The fact that you're getting paid for the dead parah, and I'm not getting paid, the Bailam is not getting paid, it's not just oises chayro beparash chaver, you're not just making money with my parah, you're taking away my parah. The entire guf ha-parah is being paid to the soicher, and not to the owner. Then you're not just oises chayro, you're not just making money, but you're actually taking away my parah. Then even if I gave you permission, I gave you permission to lend it out. I didn't give you permission to take away guf ha-parah. And therefore, I'm going to lose my parah, and you're going to get that guf ha-parah, you're going to make money off it, with it. Clearly not. There, Rabbi Yossi says, that even if he gave him permission, he's not going to get the parah, he's not going to go to the soicher. It's hoylech lebailam ha-rishonim. However, in the case where you sublease it, at the end of the day, the karka still belongs to the original owner. When I sublease it, and I make extra money because I rented it to someone for a higher price, it's not the actual karka which I'm taking away from the owner. I'm just oisis chayro beparashas chaveiro. I'm making money with your property, but I'm not taking away your property. I'm not gaining your property from you. You get back your original property. Since I have the rental and I have the property for this time, so I'm making money with your property. Making money with your property, if you have permission to sublease, you can make money even according to Rabbi Yossi. You can just not take away. According to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot take away. In other words, the parah dies, you're going to get the money and not the original owner, then you're taking away from the original owner, then we don't say, then even if you got permission, you have no right to get that. Masha'en Kain, if the original property goes back, at the end, it's going to go back to the original owner. Just you're going to make money with my property. You're not taking my property. You're making money with my karka. There, if you gave permission to sublease, then you can have the revach. The profit will belong to the one who subleases it. And therefore, the pshat of the Nemuki Yosef is very correct. And that's halacha lemaisa. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you're renting a property and you want to sublease it, if you get permission, then not just you have permission to rent it out to someone else, but you can even make profit of it. And therefore, any profits, any money that you make, that you rent it out for a higher price, will belong to you. Nevertheless, if you do it illegally, if you do it and the owner does not know that you subleased it, then any profit that you accrue will go back to the original owner. Since you had no right to sublease it, therefore all the extra money belongs to the original owner and you cannot take the profits from the sublease. There's a Machne Ephraim, and the Machne Ephraim says that this whole halacha, that if you don't have permission to sublease it, then you will not get the profits, that is only if you are not paying full price. If you are not paying full price to the original owner, the first renter is not paying full price to the original owner, then we say he doesn't have a full bailus on it. Now he wants to go and rent it for a higher amount. That higher amount does not belong to him. V'haraya, that even the renter himself does not have full bailus of it because he paid a lesser amount of money. Then, if you don't have permission, you will not get the profit. However, says the Machne Ephraim, if the original renter pays a full price, he pays the going rate of the rental fee, then schirus liyoymei memkehu. Then after all, he owns it. He has full bailus for the time that he rents it. If he has full bailus for the time that he rents it, even if he does not have permission from the original owner to sublease it, but he paid him full price, he owns it for that time period. If I rented it for a year, then for that year, I own it if I paid full price. And therefore, if I own it for that year, if I go and sublease it, even without permission, says the Machne Ephraim, since I have full ownership because I paid full price, therefore, says the Machne Ephraim, even if you have no permission to sublease it, you will get the entire profit, even Shaloi Bershus, and that's how he quantifies the Mukiyas. That even when you don't have Rishus to sublease it, but if you paid full price, schirus liyoyme memkehu, you have full bailus for that time period, and if you sublease it, even shaloi b'shus, you'll get the full profit, And besides, says the Machne Ephraim, Zen and Evzele Chasser. What does the original owner care? The original owner is getting his full schirus, he's getting his full value for the property for the entire year. What does he care that the renter goes and subleases it? The Machne Ephraim says, even without permission, if you don't get a discount and you pay full price, then you can sublease it and get all profits even without permission. The Erech Shai, however, argues. The Erech Shai says that from all the poskim, it's not mashma like that. And it doesn't seem to make a difference. Because even if you paid full price, but your full price is only to be able to live there. Schirus liyomei memka just gives you a right that you have bailus in order to live there. But it doesn't give you bailus to rent it out to somebody else without the owner's permission. And if you go out and rent it, to sublease it to someone else without the owner's permission, says the Erech Shai, then even though you have bailus, but you don't have bailus for that, and since you don't have bailus for that, any profits accrued, any money that you make in the sublease, would have to go back to the original owner, and therefore it would seem to be a machlik. And therefore, Alach L'maiseh, to summarize, the Nemuki Yosef is correct, that if the Seicher, the first renter, has permission to sublease it, then everybody agrees that all the profits of the sublease belong to the renter. He doesn't have to share any profits. He has permission to sublease it, and therefore all profits will belong to the renter. If he does not have permission to sublease it, and he goes ahead illegally and he subleases it, so there, it depends. If the original renter rents it at a discount, and he doesn't pay the original owner full price, then according to everybody, any profit that he makes from this illegal sublease will have to go to the original owner. If, however, the renter pays full price on the rental property to the original owner, even if he goes, in other words, there is no discount, he pays him the full amount of what the going rate of the rent is, even if he goes and he illegally subleases it, and he makes profit on the sublease, then there is a machlokes between the Machne Ephraim and the Erech Shai. According to the Machne Ephraim, all profits on the sublease will belong to the renter, because after all, Schirus Liyomei Memkeru, he rented it for full value, and therefore he has bailus, and even though he didn't get permission to sublease it, all profits will belong to him. According to the Erech Shai, since he did not get permission from the owner to sublease it, so even though he rented it for full price, Schirus Liyomei Memkeru just means he has a right to live there, he does not have a right to sublease it and to make profit on the sublease.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.